Okay, so lots of very geschmack shilas for today. So I think yesterday or 2 days ago, Moshe Siegel asked, what about coins? After all, coins have an image that is bolate. And we know that there's a problem with images, human images that are bolate. So coins could be the easiest way to be matir is based off of Bahag. The Bahag says, and this is cited by the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Zayin, that if you just have the face, bust, if you don't have the arms and the legs, it's mutter. And the Ramban Sif Zayin says that the minhag is to be makel, so that would be okay for the coins. Now, maybe that alone isn't great because l'maisa, the Shach, as we noted, recommends being machmir. The Taz also thinks you should be machmir. Pisle Tshuva over there quotes the Shlah, who recommends chumras. So, okay, we don't really like to rely on the kula of busts. If you saw in the Tshuva from Rav Kook that I sent you, he said that even though. It's sort of a little interesting, actually. In that tshuva, he says, I would have thought to be makel based off of the Shulchan Aruch, but there's so many achronim that are machmir. And then he says, he was being asked by someone, like, we want to be machabid this person, we make a bust. He says, you should find a more Jewish way to be machabid the guy than suffering of Zara. But okay, good. So we're not excited about relying on the Bahag. So just 1 second. So there are any other things. So here we also have the view of the Shach, which is basically Tosfos as well, that it's okay if it's only profile. So if you whip out your coins, you'll notice that if you look at the quarter, George Washington appears in profile view. You only have one eye, not two. So, and this is also, like we said, in Tosfos. So then that's okay. So now you'll say, okay, but what about bills? In bills, you have two eyes, a full face. Yeah, but they're flat. Okay, but then you'll tell me, but what about the Ramban? Right? We saw yesterday that the Taz sounds like you should be choshesh for the Ramban. Right, he wants to know why was the Shulchan Aruch so same lahaka like Tosfos. After all, the Ramban and the Ran was machmir. So first of all, you have to keep in mind that here we're only dealing with a derabanan shaila of chashad, and there is no actual chashad. Like nobody, I mean, when we talk about people worshiping money, so that's a concern, but we don't mean it in the formal avodah zarah sense. So therefore, to be somech on that, right? We have a triple tzad lahaka. Now, so money, I think you have a good reason to be makel. There's another issue of like we said, maybe we'll talk about it. If you could look at money, is that a violation of Maltifnu? But that's not our current sugya. Now, it is interesting because there is an opinion that says coins are aser. Who's that? The Ivets. Quoted in the Pische Tshuva number 10. And he says, well, you can't rely on the view of the Bahag that busts are okay. He says, a very interesting chiddush, and seemingly a very radical reading. He says, that's only true if the facial features aren't recognizable. That's what the Bahag means. Bahag's saying, look, if I can't really tell who this is from that it's a human being from looking at the face, but it has the arms and the legs, and it's still going to be aser. But if the face has, actually looks like a person, so even the Bahag would be machmir. Okay, that's a big chiddush in the Bahag. So therefore, he says, minting coins is an iser d'oraisa, they have an image on it, and keeping them is an iser d'rabbanan. And he says, maybe you'll try to be mati or keeping them because of Rabin, so we know there's no chashad for Rabin. He says, nah. Come on, you keep coins, you look at coins on your own, So there's no, and he says, maybe you'll say there's a hatter of mevuzim. So, first of all, that's not going to be a good hatter because the Rama writes in Sif Gimel that coins are mechubadim. Moreover, he says, you treat money with respect. You can't call coins mevuzim. And, you know, it is true, the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat and Dala, distinguishes between silver coins and bronze coins. He says silver coins are chubadim, bronze coins aren't. So, you know, maybe a penny is okay and a quarter isn't. Okay, but that's not, the Chassam Sofer says, sorry, the Ivet says that people treat all coins with respect. Now, you see another thing, by the way, from this Yaivitz, which is he assumes, it's a point that we're going to get back to later, but he assumes, obviously, that chshad applies even when there's nobody in the world that would be choshish you for this, right? I don't think anyone would think that you're worshiping these or anything like that. So that's a problem. So anyway, the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound this way. I don't think anyone is choshish for this Yaivitz, but it is a very fascinating shita. Yes.
There are a lot of different types of coins and some do have a human.
Yeah?
Some have a full body.
No, no, American coins.
Yeah.
Which ones?
Dollar coins. Maybe.
Dollar coins. I've never heard of dollar coins. Okay, so then you have the others.
Some quarters also, some quarters,
yeah. I've never, I hear. Some of the quarters, not my quarters. All right, so then you have the other tzadim. You have other tzadim to be made on. Yes, Moshe, what were you going to add? I can't hear you if you're speaking. Okay. So if you are able to speak, you could tell us what you're going to add. We mentioned the view of the Bahag, again, that you only, let's say, the Pashup Shot only if it's a whole body is a problem, not if it's just the face. I'd like to point out that there might be additional evidence from the Rishonim on this question of the Bahag. So I'll just take a step back. The Rishonim, as we've seen, all ask, why is it that you need to have a prohibition against images of angels if, after all, angels have human features or human face or the like? Why do we need to prohibit arba panim if one of the arba panim is the human face? So it should already be us or else that. So let's consider the answers and what they indicate for this question. We already alluded to this yesterday, but I'd like to refine what I said. So Tosfos on Mem Gimel and Aleph asked this question also in Rosh Hashanah. And he says that one naftamina is if you already have a Tzuras Adam, you find it, let's say, with a Tzuras Adam, and now you're mashlim the other Shalosh Panim, you'll be over, or L'chaif Shtayim, fine. So that's the answer of Tosfos. There's another answer in the Ran. The Ran is cited also by the Taz, Sifkat and Zion. And he answers, Dekan Garat Fe, Shetziri Shar Tsuros, Letsuros Adam, Visal Kadaitach Deshari, She'en Zetsuros Adam. Well, since you've added a bunch of faces to the human, so maybe it would have been okay. But now it's not. Likewise, so now we have, so that's the Ron's answer, right? The Ron's answer, and then he says also Malachi Asharis Lefish Yeshlam Knafayim Kamash Malan that it's Aser. So the answer of the Ron seems to presume the Bahag, because what's it saying? Even though the faces are identical, and the only difference is in the wings or the additional faces, so I would have thought it's okay, right? Now, if you hold that you need a full human form to be Aser, so then. This makes sense. You need a full human form to be Aser. So a human form with wings would be Mutter, and that's why I need a special drasha to teach me that a Malach is Aser. Now, why didn't Tosfos say like the Ran? So maybe because the Ran's answer relies on the Bahag. And like we just said, and even though Tosfos later on cites the Bahag to justify certain practices like the stamp and the belt, he does so only reluctantly. So Tosfos wanted to give an answer that doesn't rely on the Bahag. Now that's what I would have thought. So I thought that the machlokas Tosfos run really is going to depend on whether you accept the Bahag or not. However, the Maharit says no, actually both Tosfos and the Ran seem not to hold the Bahag. Why? Because he says, if you hold like the Bahag, then the question won't even get off the ground. If you hold like the Bahag, so then I'll read it to you, just a little piece. Mikushas Tosfos Aran Bishaf Le'el Mashma Delosfir Le Dinza. It's quoted by the Gilead Marsha here, and Siv Zion. Taha Barba Panim Loyatsur Sadim Shalim. Shaharei Lahem Knafayim Vikaf Raglehem Kikaf Regal Egel. So, if you learn, if the Bahag is right, then you don't even have the question. So, the fact that the Ran asked the Kasha shows he doesn't even know like the Bahag. And certainly Tosfos. So, but doesn't the Ran's answer presume that he holds like the Bahag? Not necessarily. Maybe you'd say Kol HaMosif Goreya. In other words, even if a bust alone would be okay, the Bahag saying once you add to the bust some non-human features like wings, then you'd be putter. I don't know if you'd be putter l'mafre if you add, but let's say you did it bottom up, right? So you started from the bottom, or let's say maybe if you had kavana all along to do this malach. So even though you started with a face, but you add kavana to put wings on, it's going to be up. So you see, at least the way the Maharit says, the Maharit's diyuk, and I like the diyuk. I think that he's right. If you have a cut, the fact that both Tosfos and the Ran ask the kasha shows that they don't really hold of the Bahag. Now, I would suspect that both the Taz and the Shach would reject this analysis because they quote the answers of Tosfos and Ran without noting that this is against the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zayin that is Mekel like the Bahag. And even though, as we mentioned, the Taz and the Shach aren't super excited about the Bahag and Siv Zayin, but I think they would have taken note of this. So it could be that certainly from Tosfos. So I guess you could say like this. From Tosfos, mixed messages. On the one hand, it's true. The Tosfos and Amud Aleph seems not to hold the Bahag. On the other hand, at Amud Beis, he cites the Bahag. And in terms of the Ran, so it's true. From his Kash, it sounds like he doesn't hold like the Maharit. Doesn't hold like the Bahag. But maybe you could read his answers holding like the Maharit. So maybe Tosfos and the Ran are a little bit ambiguous. As I mentioned, the Rav Kook says that even though the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, and maybe, you know, you'd think that's enough to be Mekel, really, it's a Ra'ui Lahachmir, because you're dealing with a Deraisa Shaila, certainly if you're making the bust. It's not a very Yiddish thing, figure out a nicer way to memorialize the individual. Okay, now, the next question we're going to talk about, that was just a little leftover from yesterday. The main question we're going to begin with today is this scenario of flat worse than depressed, than shakua? So to avoid confusion here, because there is a lot of room for confusion, at least I got confused, I want to clarify, we're going to distinguish between three separate questions, okay? The first question is, under what circumstances is it mutter if it's depressed? Question two is whether flat is the same as depressed or better or worse. And question number three is, in the cases where flat is okay, is embroidery considered flat or bolate? Those are our three questions. So the first question, actually, we really already did, right? In what cases is depressed, is shakua mutter? We know that the Shulchan Aruch rules that shakua is mutter in all cases except for the sun, the moon, and the stars. We saw that the Taz says we should really follow the view of the Ramban, and we would be machmir as well for human images, that you shouldn't have a flat human image. Now, he wonders, why is the Shulchan Aruch so meiko? After all, Tosfos is like the only one who's machmir. That's not really true, because the Rambam is basically machmir. The simple reading of the Rambam, more or less, is the same as Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't discuss the cases of Malachim, but certainly with respect to, let's say, humans on the one hand being permitted in two dimensions and celestial beings being usher, that's the Chiddush of Tosfos. That's basically the Mahalach of the Rambam. And the truth is, it's also the simple reading of the Gemara that says that there was a picture of the human on the stamp, and you know that's why it's a problem, because it was 3D. The Gra, you know, or at least again, for now, I'm continuing with my assumption that depressed is the same as flat. Okay, we're going to question that in a moment, but for now, right? So the Gemara says that a depressed human image is okay in the case of the stamp. If you're going to be machmir, you have to make the ukimta that the stamp didn't have a human image on it, which isn't the pashtus that the Rishonim point out. Also, the Gra points out in Sifkat and Chavches that Yerushalmi supports the view of the Rambam, even though we saw earlier the Gra wasn't so into the Rambam. But be that as it may, so question number one is, under what circumstances is depressed slash flat mutter? Here we have Shulchan Aruch being mega like Tosfos in the Rambam, by a human, and the Taz following the Ramban and others being machmir. Okay, next question. Question number two is whether flat is the same as depressed, or better or worse. So here we have three views, all three options in the Rishonim. So we'll start with the Maram. The Maram is cited in Darkei Moshe Hey, and he maintains that flat is always mutter. There's never an iser that's a avodah zarah related on a two-dimensional surface. Now, of course, the biggest problem with this perspective is, why was there a kasha on Rabbi Gamliel, right? The Gemara says, how could it be that Rabbi Gamliel had pictures with the moon? Now, those pictures were, maybe they were flat. How do you know? So, obviously, the Maram will have to say that his pictures were three-dimensional, either depressed or protruding. Now, though it seems dochak to say this, mechatesi, and we could just say, al karchach, that's what it was. But Rav Kook says, actually, not so dochak, because the Gemara's lashon, lashon demus suros mashma demus gashmit nitfeses, lo rak tzela. Demayu mitsuyaros, haisa omeres mifurash, tsuros mitsuyaros hayulo. So the word of demus tsuros actually does imply that these were three-dimensional. So obviously the Maram thinks that flat is always mutter, even the sun and the moon and the stars, flat is mutter. And maybe you could bring a little bit of evidence for this view from the Rashi, quoting the Medrash, that Yoshua's kever had a image of a moon on it, sorry, a sun on it. And also the Medrash says that the flag of Yisachar had a sun and a moon on it. Now, we could say they were flat, but if you follow the view with Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and all those who say that flat is aser for sun and the moon, so there's a kasha. Well, we'll give other answers to that. And in the end of the day, you know, ein meshivin min agada, so that's not going to be, but anyway, at least a little bit of a sniff. Now, the Taz, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, more or less accepts this view. It's interesting because he doesn't accept it because the Maram said it, or even the Darkei Moshe according to the Maram. But he seems to try to prove that the Shulchan Aruch accepts it, even if the Shulchan Aruch can't accept it. We'll return to his analysis in a minute. But that is the view of the Taz, and we'll get to it in a moment. And as I said, the Darkei Moshe cites this view. Again, not clear if he passes that way, because he doesn't cite it in the Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like he might not accept in the Shulchan Aruch, but it is quoted by the Rama. And we're going to get to that analysis in a moment. But as I said, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both explicitly maintain that any case that Shakua is Aser, so is flat. And the Shach thinks we follow this view. So again, so far we have two views. View number one is Maram, that Shakua is Aser, but flat is Mutter, flat is never Aser. View number two is the Rambam, seeming understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, that wherever a depressed is Mutter, so is flat, but wherever depressed is Aser, so is flat. So therefore, according to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, you can't have this two-dimensional picture of the moon. According to Maharam, you can. Now, there's a third view, and that is the Ritva. The Ritva says, on Avodah Zarah and Har Sugya, that flat is much worse. And even in a case where we're going to be Matir Shakua, but flat is Aser. So let's say by a human image, we know, let's assume that the stamp was a human image, so we could be Makel for Shakua human image, but you can't be Matir, a flat human image. Now, presumably he understands that depressed is a Chisaron, and there's no Chisaron in flat. There's no, you never make an image normally that's depressed, except maybe because you're going to use it as a stamp to make something else. But as a figure itself, that's not really anything normal. So according to the Ritva, flat is worse. Now, at first I thought, wow, this Ritva is really like a Das Yachid. It's out of the, you know, but it's not true. I think it's the view of Tosfos and the view of the Ravid. How so? So we'll start with the Ravid. The Ravid is arguing with the Rambam. So the Ravid says like this. He asks on the Rambam. The Rambam permits, like we noted, a flat human image. And he says, how does Rambam know this? The Gemara prohibits owning, and the Gemara says that if it's protruding, it's aser. So you'll say, okay, so protruding is aser, mashma flat is mutter. But then he says that's the ratio. But the Seifa says depressed is mutter, mashma flat is aser. Now, if you learn like the Maram, so then you're going to say that's not a, if depressed is mutter, kavachomer flat is mutter. But the Ritva says no. I'm sorry, the Ravid says no. Just because I know depressed is mutter, if when I say depressed is mutter, mashma flat is aser, because flat is more problematic than depressed. So the Ravid basically says, look, from the Gemara, you can't tell. How the Rambam know that flat is mutter? I have contradicting implications in the Gemara. So he's not sure, bottom line, maybe what's the din. Ravid also, I mean, the Ravid could have said that Rabbi Gamliel's moons were indented. So from the Gemara, you can't really tell. That's what the Ravid says. But you see that conceptually, he's taking for granted that flat is worse than indented. So even if you know that indented is mutter, you still don't know if flat is mutter, flat might be usser. So you see that from the Ravid. And Luchora, you also see this from Tosfos. Tosfos also seems to assume this way. Why? So let's take a look. Tosfos, on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, he writes, we osam tsuros adam, shetsovim besadinim betzvaim, v'chein berikma mutarim. So that's what he said before. This is the line that the Shach quotes. Now, l'chora, here we're talking about a two-dimensional, a flat thing, right? Dyed sadinim. Even rikma isn't a rye. Rikma is embroidery. So you could have said rikma is three-dimensional. It's protruding. But sovim besadinim is certainly flat, right? And he says, oh, you know, why is this mutter? Because it's an incomplete face. Now, why didn't he just say, because it's Shakua? And Shakua is mutter, according to Tosfos, right? Tosfos says that for human beings, it's only Shakua that's mutter, aser. I mean, Shakua is mutter. So maybe Tosfos also was of this view of the Ritva. So again, it's the opposite of the Maram. Certainly, again, the Ritva and the Ravid assume this one. It's the opposite of the Maram. The Maram, so let's try to understand a little bit better why they're arguing, right? So the Maram thinks fundamentally to be Avodah Zarah, you need three dimensions. That's why flat is okay. The Ritva and the Ravid assume two dimensional is also a problem. Whereas depressed, as we said, is a chisaron. And that's why the Gemara discusses Shakua and not flat. Okay. So that was question number two, right? Is if Shakua is mutter, is flat mutter, right? So let's say, and the answer is 3 days in Rishonim. We'll see in a moment, you know, how we paskin on the Shabbat. Yeah.
Tosu says that the sun is Shakua to us.
What is
that going to mean?
Yeah. No, it looks sunken into the sky. I mean, that's what he says. I don't really know. But that's what he says.
Right. I mean, that's what led us to think that those are supposed to be the same
thing. Right, but you see from the other toes, it's not that way, and he uses the word Shakua. So it must be, you know, our environmental factors that make us not see, you know, the air was much cleaner in Tarshish's days. So they, right, it's the pollution that makes the moon not look Shakua anymore. Okay, yeah, in a Hanami. Okay, so at least one toast, folks. Okay, question number three is, like we said, is if you think flat is okay, is embroidery considered flat or bolate? Now, why is it a shiloh? Because it's, you know, close to flat, but it protrudes a little bit. So seemingly, the Shulchan Aruch might be machmir, but the Taz is megil. Because the Shulchan Aruch from Sif Dalet writes, aval b'shokas kosim she'orgim bebeged b'shemetzayrim b'kosa b'samanim mater lasosam. And the Taz says, she'orgim bebeged b'ran kosov al habeged. So not clear what the... not so clear from the Shulchan Aruch entirely. Maybe he's not machalik at all. But the Taz, at the very least, is coming l'chora to clarify that even when you have a riga, that even when you have embroidery, meaning to say you're sewing something on top of a flat surface, even though it's ala baged, not just like the woven clothing, but even something on top, that's still considered flat. Okay. Now, before we mention the view of the Taz, right? The Taz is like the Maharam, that flat is okay. And I'd like to talk about how the Taz arrives at this conclusion, because we'll see a lot of interesting things. So this is Taz Sifkatan Yud Zayin. And he asks, since we paskin that it's usher to make yud base mazalos and include it, right? In other words, sun and the moon and the stars are usher even flat, seemingly, or both shakua, but we'll start off with the assumption of flat. So you can't make the sun and the moon and the stars and the mazalos flat. So, well, we know that the mazalos are many animals, like the gdi and the tla and the shore. And so how could it be that the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to make animals? Shulchan Aruch, even in rejecting Rabbeinu Yaakov, says 3D animals. And the truth is, even flat animals should be aser, because these animals, the animals that happen to be mazalos, should be aser. That's his kasha. And, you know, I don't know why, but in asking the kasha, he sort of asks it based off of the Ramban, that even Shakua is Aser, though it would be true, it would be an Iser regardless. So that's question number one. How could the Shulchan Aruch permit the animals in 2D or 3D? After all, Mazalos are Aser, and the Shulchan Aruch permits all animals. And then he adds another kasha. We all know from Gittin that Rav, you know, what did he use instead of a signature? He used to make a fish. Well, fish is also one of the mazalos. It's Adar. How could Rav make a fish? And this would be a kasha, you know, and even for Tosfos, because even though it's for mazalos, even Shakua is also. So first he tries to say, well, maybe we could answer based on the Parish Mishnais that we talked about yesterday, cited by the Ramah, that it's only Aser if you have the astrological symbolism. So therefore, the reason why it's mutter to make a fish is because, you know, which is the, he didn't make whatever, I don't know what the astrological symbol is for the fish, but he made it something that looked like a fish. Feces, right? Feces, but I don't know what feces looks like. whatever it is. The point is, he didn't make something that looked like a, like this. He didn't make a astrological symbol for a fish. And likewise, tle and the like. Okay, that seems to be a good answer. So that's the answer. He says, that can't be right. Because if so, the kasha that we keep on coming back to. What was so shver on Rabban Gamliel? Right, Rabban Gamliel presumably had realistic images of the moon, not the astrological symbols of the moon. And so you see realistic images of the moon are aser. And therefore, we have to ask, how does the Shulchan Aruch permit the drawing of the animals? How does the, how could Rav sign with a fish? Okay, so that's his kasha. That's his kasha. So what does he answer? He says, oh, flat is mutter. And even though shakua is aser for celestial beings, but flat is mutter. And l'chora, that is exactly the teretz of the Maharam. Again, it's a little funny, the answer, because he says this to be miyash of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch almost certainly doesn't think flat is mutter, because in his, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that flat is aser for the celestial beings in the examples he gives, but that's what he says. Now, then he says something interesting, which is, okay, so what, you know, in many machzorim, the machzor I used to use, I don't use this machzor as much anymore, though I did, I think, last year, because my kids took the art school one, so they left me with the old one. Anyway, but it has a picture of the mazalos in it. So what's going on? How is this okay? So now, L'choret's totally fine for the Shaltaz, right? Because the Taz says flat is okay. But he says, you know, it's still wrong, still aser, because here you're even machaving for the mazalos. That's exactly the purpose. The machzor has the mazalos. So he's only willing to be makel for a flat picture of a tle if you're not machaving for the mazal of tle. You're just making a sheep. But if you're machaving for the mazal of tle, then even flat is aser. Now, it's a little strange because he said before that Seir is Ein Bo Mamish, and then he said this, but that's what he's saying. He's saying that when along the lines of the Ran, the Rambam and the Ramah, that astrological images are more chomer. Okay. Now, before we get to the Shach for a moment, you know, it's funny because Lule the Taz is Kasha, and you see that the Shach also sort of accepts this assumption. I would have thought there's no Kasha in the Shulchan Aruch at all, because we only aser the sun and the moon. And even if we're going to say we aser, like the Shach said yesterday, both realistic as well as symbolic representations of the sun and the moon, but there's no iser of making a fish or a sheep. That is neither, right? It's neither a fish doesn't look like stars, so it's not a realistic representation of stars. And it's also not a symbolic representation of stars, because I thought the symbolic representations, like, you know, it's like the Rambam seems to say, like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah do, right? They don't have a realistic impression of a fish. So again, I don't know about the Machzorim. We'll leave that aside for the moment. I'm talking about what the Shach says. The Shulchan Aruch, the Shach is very perplexed. How could the Shulchan Aruch say, you know, it's okay to have an image of a sheep, right? Sheep are okay. That's neither a realistic impression of the stars or the symbolic representation of Tle. So I didn't understand the kasha in the first place. I don't know why he was so bothered by this, but he was. And as I said, it's interesting because even though the Shach disagrees with the Taz, not entirely, he sort of accepts the premise of that question. He just says that the kasha is from Rav is not a problem because Rav made a fish. That fish was only a simon. In other words, as a fish that was a simon for a signature. But it implies that if you had a realistic picture of a fish, maybe he would be machmir, even though then it's still shver from Sidvav. Now the Shach says, also we're not worried about the machzorim because that's lavan l'horos, and it's also not a tzura gemura, and we're going to get back to that lavan l'horos point in just a couple of minutes. So Bekitzer, what comes out is that the Taz accepts the Maram, and the Shach, this is again in Nechus Kasef, rejects the Maram. He doesn't like that answer. How would the Shach deal with Sivvav? Because there we permit making pictures of behemos. So he says, oh, you know how I'm going to deal with Sivvav? Different way. I'm going to say that Sivvav, it's only usher when you do all your base mazalos. Right? And then also it wouldn't be a kasha from Rav, though he gives a different answer for Rav, maybe. Right, Aliba Detas, exactly. So, L'chaira, according to this, you know, there would be no isser of making a realistic picture of just one or two or three stars. Only the way they like appear in the head and sky with lots and lots of stars, or mazalos, like yud base mazalos, right? Because as we say, it's only us if you have all 12. Fine. So, but again, as I noted, the Shach and the Taz don't give my answer. Okay.
One more time, why is there anything I could draw a couple of stars? It's not a mazalos, it's a cool
color. Yeah, but that's his point. Now, they're just like for the mazalos, maybe you need all 12. So too, when and one mazal is okay, right? So too, a couple of stars is okay. It's only if you do all the stars.
Shach?
What?
Shach?
No, I'm saying, isn't that what would emerge from the analysis of the Shach?
No, because there's don't forget, you start with one star.
If 12 mazalos are aser, but one mazal is mutter, so why wouldn't I say the same thing? If all the stars, why is it, let's say like this, why is it that for the mazalos, you need all 12, but for the sun and the moon, you only need one sun and one moon? It's just it's only one sun, there's only one moon. But for the mazalos, you have to have the whole constellation. So the same thing for stars. Yeah, you could say that, but I think it's more likely that he's saying that it's not a star that's usher. It's all the stars that are usher. Okay, so I agree that you don't have to make 10 trillion stars. But at least it should look like the stars of the sky. Okay. I hear. Okay, fine. Now, it's sort of interesting because the Shach and the Taz are both clarifying about the Machzorim, but they don't note that, you know, this isn't a new question. Tosos in Yuma addresses this at length. Now, it's an interesting Tosos in Yuma, because this Tosos is basically the Tshuvas of Maram, and it's the same position as the Maram that we saw quoted by the Darki Moshe and also by the Ran, but much more at length. And so there's a number of things that we're going to see in that Tosos that you don't see in the smaller or partial citations. So I want to just think, take a moment or two to make a couple points about the Tosfos. But again, Tosfos and Yuma, you know, the conclusion is going to be that that Machzorim are going to be okay for this, based off of this Maram, based off of this Tosfos, because they're in two dimensions. And in Bamamashas, you're not considered worried about Chshad for two dimensions. Now, he does say something interesting, that you shouldn't put pictures in your machzor anyway, because they're going to distract you. We're supposed to be mechavein al avinu shebashamayim. So things is very fair on these like new sidurim and benchers that have all these pictures. Mamish, that's what this Tosfos, this Maram said, is absolutely aser to do. It's not like a new, they used to put, had this havamina to put pictures, and he said not to. So maybe Elimut Chus is in Rav Kook. Rav Kook writes like this, and it's in the tshuva that I sent you guys. He quotes a Shach in the Nekudas HaKasef that it's l'hislamid. That's how I remember the Shach permits the mazalos. And he says, so l'fize yeshlomar dafilu mishum tirda, tirda sakavana lo shayach l'mchos, delo machu harishonim kiyem b'tzuris ofos v'chayos. In other words, the mazalos are relevant to put stam like birds in your siddur. That's not right. Mazalos, So the tefillah is about mazalos. So it's helping you be ma'ayir your kavana about the mazalos. So as long as the pictures are relevant to the topic at hand, so that's okay. And that's so that's why you notice only the Tzionish Siddurim have the pictures, because they're holding like Rav Kook apparently, that that if it's lower as a kavana, maybe it's better, as long as the pictures, it's not that you have to think for a while how the picture has to deal with the thing. So I think that's the opposite of the lower as a kavana. But anyway, conceivably, at least the shtickle limud chos, so we have what Rav Kook says, that maybe lower as a kavana is okay for the pictures, fine. Anyway, it could be, by the way, that now, either way, I should also point out that L'chora, this Chudim Aram, is against the Taz, because he's Matir, even Mazalos, unless you say that, no, the Taz, in the Siddur, unless you say, no, the Tosfos over here isn't talking about Mazalos, it's talking about pictures. So not clear. Not clear, but the Tosfos, the Maram is justifying, other than the Kavana issues, obviously, Hochos and Modazara issues, justifies the pictures in the Siddurim. Now, just as I said, a couple of interesting Ha'aros. She writes, he gets into some other interesting discussions in this Tosfos. One of his discussions is the throne of Shlomo. Everybody knows. Shneimasar arayos omdim etzal hayados v'shneimasar arayim v'chulei v'chulei. So how could Shlomo have this throne? Now, let's stop for a moment. According to Tosfos, that's not going to be an issue because they're animals. And even according to the Ramban, maybe it's not such a problem because the Ramban only has a chshad issue for animals. Now, there's assuming Shlomo, yeah. So maybe they weren't misaking it yet. I don't know. But in his assumption, he's assuming like Rabbein Eliakim. And therefore, 3D images of animals are aser. So therefore, is this kasha? And you'll see in a moment, he's going to cite the Mechilta, which of course is the source for Rabbein Eliakim. So he starts off assuming like Rabbein Eliakim, assuming like the Mechilta, that 3D images of animals are a problem. And if we have a big shaila on the throne of Shlomo. V'kalameimar b'ha migdara milsa shani. K'mo liobar karmel. V'sham b'ha milsa nami ikala migdar milsa. Okay, interesting. Migdar milsa. What's migdar milsa? Because it scared everybody. They'd come to see Shlomo's throne, and they were going to lie, and then they get scared out of their wits, and now they're gonna tell the truth. Okay, interesting answer. But then he goes on and then he says, well, what about these images that the Psukim and Divrei Hayamim talk about on in the Beis HaMikdash? How are they mutter? And he says, no, maybe those are mutter because it's Exer Sakata, because they were Hashem said, Hakol. So the Gemara implies that all of the details of the Beis HaMikdash were already known from Moshe Rabbeinu. You couldn't add to it. But then he says, you know what, actually, exactly what we thought. Remember, the Beis Yosef asked he was very against Rabbi Noel Yaakov. He said, well, what about the Mechilta? So he gave a couple of answers. But his final answer, he gave a couple of answers. So he didn't just say Rabbi Noel Yaakov, the Mechilta is against the Bavli. But here Tosa says, yeah, the Mechilta is against the Bavli. Because after all, it's clear from the Bavli, the animals are okay. And then he says, oh, what about the Mechilta? We'll just say that that's talking about a case where they're mechavein to do it l'shem avodah zarah. And that's exactly what the Beis Yosef more or less concludes as well. So this point of the Beis Yosef is already in the Maran. And then he says something interesting. V'o nira, the v'sugyas perka called Shlomo Muchach t'chol minei partzufim mutar lasas afilu chakukin v'chosma bolet chutz mi parts of Adam l'chudei. Even before that, actually. Inami, yesh lomad lo shaykh lo sasa l'chapesel ala betalash, aval ala kosel b'mechobar lo. So that's why it's okay in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So we have a heter from Mount Rushmore. I don't know, maybe Mount Rushmore, you also have the Bahad, right? It's just the faces. I don't know, it was never there. But beyond that, Mount Rushmore would have been an issue for, and you could say, well, maybe a guy made Mount Rushmore, but at least if you all remember the Melchus Malachim, that even guy can't do it. So what are we going to say? So what?
The capital.
The capital. So yeah, you're right. The capital in the Lincoln Memorial, it's his whole body, right? So we're going to have to be somech on the Maram. Maram says, Mechor al Karka. Okay, interesting. Anyway, then he says another answer. And he basically, like I said, he abandons the pshat of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. All right, much more to say, but let's go on to some of the next topics. Now, by the way, we look at Tosos and Yuma. So Tosos and Yuma. So the kasha is, right, it's like the Maram, so two flat is mutter. So as we said, what's the big kasha on this from Rabban Amiel? So if you look, the Rashash asked that question. And the Rashash says, you know, why didn't they just answer that Rabban Gamliel's images were flat? So he says, Tosfos, this Maram is not talking about sun and moon. Sun and moon would still be Aser if they're flat. But really, it doesn't sound that way. That's very, very dochak. Tosfos, it's a fine answer, but it's not. It's not that way at all in the Maram, the Tosfos. So that's what you have to say, L'chora, that, like we said from Rav Kook, that they knew that the images were 3D. Fine. So let's talk about the next question. Stained glass celestial scenes in a shul. So there's a certain shul in Passaic, I won't mention the name, that has on a stained glass window an image from Yosef Stream, complete, if I recall, with the sun and the moon and stars. So what do we have to say about that? So, and there are a lot of shuls like this. So we're going to present tshuvos from Rav Kook and the Chassam Sofer and several others. There's like four Pesachei tshuvos about this topic. Clearly, to say it was not the first place to have this problem. So start with Rav Kook. Rav Kook notes that L'chora, this is a problem because according to Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, so two-dimensional is aser for celestial bodies. And certainly also for the Ravid, who says that the flat is worse. So we have a big problem according to lots of Rishonim. Then he says, well, you know, in the shul of my youth in Latvia, the shul of my youth, they had this. He said, he looked at the ceiling as an amazing thing. They had the sun and the moon and the stars. Oh. So therefore, he says, we can't protest. I'm not saying that you should, you know, do this in your shul, but why? Number one, we have the Maram to rely on, that all flat images are okay. And this is also the view of Tosfos and Yuma, which is the Maram, and the like. Good. Plus, he says, and this he thinks is the better hatter, we also the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos, that only symbolic representations of idolatry, the idolatrous representations are aser. Now, then he does a very interesting thing here. Right? Remember, what was the big problem with this Ramah? Like the Shach says, it's against the Gemara. Because what were the things that they showed Rabbi Gamliel? They showed him like these funny, horses running around, right? They were moons. Okay, whether they were 2D, 3D, fine. But Lamaisa, they were realistic impressions. So it's a Mefush against the Rambam. Oh. So if you remember from yesterday, the Shach had this whole very fancy schmancy approach. He said, well, that is only true with respect to finding them. but with respect to making them realistic is usur, and also with respect to keeping them realistic is usur. And even though it's hard to understand, because l'chora there shouldn't be chshad when nobody serves these things, but like we said, there's two levels. There's chshad, that was the shach. So Rav Kook doesn't like that answer. It wouldn't help us see over here, right? Because over here, the shul had them. They were keeping it. So Rav Kook says, you want to know the truth. Truth is that, of course, the Gemara could have given this answer for the Rambam. It could have said, yeah, the things that they showed Rabbi Gamliel were, realistic images. And realistic images are mutter. No issur at all, not even to keep them. But they give him an answer. He acknowledges it's pretty dochak, because that's like a better answer than the one that are given. But he says, but the Rambam knew it must be so, because he'd studied all the books of idolatry, as he tells us, and he knew that nobody ever served realistic images of the sun, moon, and stars. So that's how he knew this must be true. That's a little fair, because the Rambam doesn't say it in Mishnah Torah anyway, but that's what he says. So according to Rav Kook, we don't have to go and start breaking the windows of this particular shul in Pesach. Fine. Happens to be that in the case of the shul in Pesach, it's a little better, because we also have the Taz to rely on, because it's not really over there. What do I mean to say? In the shul of Rav Kook, he said they had all 12 mazalos. First of all, you don't have the shach. And second of all, you don't even have the taz, because even if it's flat, when you have all 12 mazalos, then the taz seems to also say it's a problem, like by the mazalim. So in the Pesach shul, we have the taz. I don't know if you could say, like, stained glass windows are lavin l'horos. I'm not sure we have the shach. But okay, we have, that's a little better than Rav Kook shul. Now, here's just an interesting thing. The Chassam Sofer in the Pesachei Tshuva was also asked this very same question. The Chassam Sofer sort of has the very opposite approach at every level. The Chassam Sofer's question was pretty interesting. First of all, it was in the Mizrach. They had a sun in the Mizrach, stained glass sun, with Shem Havaya in the middle. And on, next to it, it had the pasuk Mizrach Shamesh Ad Mevoral Mulal Shem Hashem. So he says, to make this is an Isser Deraisa, to keep it is Asr Misham Chshad. And he'll tell me, but there's no Chshad, it's Rabim. So he says, well, still it's Mechuar, as the Shach quoted. And then he says, this is much worse, because like maybe you won't know that this yellow thing with the rays coming out as the sun. But here you have a caption. You're saying it's the sun. So that makes it work. I'm not sure. He thinks even that will make it usur for the taz. So I'm not sure why that makes it usur for the taz. I guess he thinks that makes it more like the machzor shaila. And he says that, don't tell me l'slamit over here. That's ridiculous. And anyway, this whole thing is gayish. Where do you think stained glass windows and shuls came from? Let's be honest. This brings us back to our first sugya. And so this stuff is really bad. And then he says, here it's really egregious because it's in a Mizrach. Everybody's bowing to the sun. Oh my goodness. So get rid of it. Now, other than that last point, it's basically the same shaila as Rav Kook. Rav Kook shows how you could justify them in the Chassam Sofer says it's usur. Okay. What do other poskim say? So we have sort of extreme opposites in Rav Kook and Chassam Sofer. What did everybody else say? So Pesachei Tshuva Vav, he quotes Nechazkas Yechezkel, who's addressing the Shaila, there was a paroches with a sun. And he says, and again, seemingly it should be a problem, even if it's two-dimensional, but it's a sun. So he says, no, it's going to be okay. We paskin like the Maram. The Shach doesn't like the Maram. The Shach Shver. He didn't like the Taz, but the Maram is quoted by the Darkei Moshe. What's the Shach doing? Like pretending the Darkei Moshe didn't exist. And then he says, here for sure, and what are you going to tell me? But it should still be Chshad to rely on, even if you don't accept Maram, right? So we could say, but this is Rabim, so it's Mutter. So he says, but the Shach said that we don't like to rely, it's Meguna, it's Mechur to rely on Rabim, right? So this should be Mechuar. She says, nah, there's no, it's not mechor over here. Because it's obvious that this originally wasn't made for Avodah Zarah. These things are commercially available, and therefore it's not even mechor. It's only mechor, sounds like you're saying, when there's like a far-fetched possibility that maybe this was made for Avodah Zarah and not true over here, they're commercially available. Then he says, well, what about Bittul Tefillah? We saw Tosis, you shouldn't, you know, have the pictures in the Machzorim, Bittul Tefillah. He says, everybody, it's been here forever. It doesn't distract people anymore. So like, nobody's looking at it. It's, you know, new stuff aren't a distraction. So here you see basically, he argues on every single point of the Chasam Sofer, and we lived before the Chasam Sofer, 100 years before the Chasam Sofer, but he's Mako. And he doesn't even bring up the issue at all, the fact that people are bowing towards it. He doesn't think that's a concern at all. You know, it's not Olal Adas just because there's a that, you know, there's a sun on the paroches that people are bowing to the sun. Yeah.
Yeah. Louder, please.
We'll get back to that in a question. Just let me finish the shul thing. Pischei Tshuva Ches says he has an interesting chumrah from the Divrei Yosef. He says that even though there's no issue of chshad when it's in a shul, because like we said, it's public. He was talking about a case where they had stars on the back door of the shul, so you don't have the bowing issue. But he says, in a shul, we have to be much more machmir. Why? Because maybe Rabim, there's no chshad in a secular environment. And Iron Liel, that was in his attic. But in a shul, which is a place of sanctity, so the chshad is much greater. So the Pischei Tshuva says, but it's before she gets that in the Gemara, because the Gemara says there's no chshad for Rabin by that Andarta, right? And the Gemara says that was in the basic Knesset. That's not a Raya, because they force, why do you think that in Andarta in the Shul? Because the Roman said, if you don't put this here, I'm going to kill you. So, okay, what can you do? So since it's Rabin, we're making. But L'chatchila, to have it in the Shul, absolutely inappropriate. Okay, the Pischei Tshuva says, doesn't sound that way. If you look at the Gemara Shana, it sounds like Rabin is not an issue at all. But he says still, you know, the minhag is to be machmir against the Maram, like the Rambam, so maybe it's better to get rid of it. Okay, so your question is, could you buy sun-made raisins? What do you think? So first of all, it's two-dimensional, so for sure you have the Maram, right? It's more than a caption. There it's because they think it's like the machzor. In other words, this is just, you know, and title. You could also say, you know, it's like every brand has to have a picture, right? So it has to have this. So, and then we're going to get to other gulas as well, like the chot hashani, that anything made in a factory, there's no issue of chashad, because there's other things and the vuzim and the like. So we'll get to those a little bit later. Fine. Okay. We're out of time. So let me just do one more point, and I guess then we'll stop for today. So the last point is just one that we keep on coming back to, which is, what is the gather of Lavavos? Really fascinating question. So for the Gemara, all we know is, you know, pretty narrow, right? It might be limited to a very practical case, like Kiddush HaChodesh, where they needed to, you know, to ask the Eidim to do a little bit this or that. So it's really the Shach who expands this. Because once the Shach applies it to Machzorim with Azalos, so then, that's not a great need, right? So then, that sort of tells us that we're willing to consider, if you accept it, a very broad definition of lahav v'lahavos. And therefore, many poskim have a lot of expansions. So, for example, the Tzitz Eliezer, which I gave them in the Koro sheets, asks, how do you explain the image of the sun on Yehoshua's grave? So he says, if you hold like the Maran, fine, then. Said before, there's no kasha. But okay, the Rambam doesn't allow flat images of the sun. He says, well, maybe you could be dyke from Rashi that it's okay, because Rashi sounds like his lashon, right? Rashi was shown da lichto shemidu, the low cost of lashon she'asu. They didn't make a sun, hemidu shemesh. So they got some chama and they put it up, but to make it would be asu. Okay, maybe. And then you'll say, what about chshad, Rabin? So, I mean, you know, it was from Musa. But then he says, that's not going to work for the Rambam. Why isn't it going to work for the Rambam? Because the Rambam doesn't have that heter of Rabin. So what is, how's the Rambam going to explain Yoshua's gather? So he says, the pshat is, the mekeven sh'asu zos b'matara, kidei sh'achayit in alibo, imkein havei legam kelo mor l'havin. Truth is, the Rambam also doesn't have kelo mor l'havin. Okay, but the Rambam, Prichadash already pointed out, the Rambam of Zavodah Zara, must have been so mech on what he says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, and fine. So, and that's not like the Grah, the Rambam really does hold of lo modu l'havin. So that. That is a very interesting tshuva of the Chacham Sofer. I already mentioned it, the Chacham Sofer's tshuva about art scroll, which is partially quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. So what's really interesting, Toch HaDvarim, is maybe should it be Moshe because of lo modu l'havin l'horos. So he says, the person asking the Shaila said, well, there's no love in l'horos nowadays because it's not Sanhedrin anymore. Now, the Shoel held that love in l'horos meant, like we said, very practical. Like, or it's mutter for the members of the Sanhedrin to know things about Kishuf, to Paskin Shilas about Kishuf. But maybe after the Sanhedrin is batal, it's not even mutter anymore. So it's not true. Because we find that Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Akiva, even after Bittul Sanhedrin, were learning these halachos of Kishuf, of Lohavin Lohoros, in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. And Rebbe Chanina ben Tradion, who's also after the Churban, was learning these things. So, okay, must be that it applies even nowadays. But in the end, he doesn't want to apply it even to the art school, Shaila, so he says you should have the guy finish the statue for you. Yeah, well, he doesn't, he's not, he says that it's going to be mutter because of Drosh Kalos Chai over there. But that's what I'm saying. That's what he doesn't want to apply it to the art school. Fine. But a more practical application of this, as we mentioned, is that once you think that we accept the Shach, then perhaps we could apply it to all valuable educational material. So I saw that Rabbi Zilberman's article quotes this from Rabbi Bleich, who says that if you accept the Shach, so you could be mako in textbooks or astronomy books or the like. So maybe that's another tzad. All right, so we'll stop here. And Bezos Hashem, we'll finish up this to get him out. And then Friday we'll do the Beis HaMikdash issues. Okay.
Do you have another couple of minutes?
Go ahead.
Okay. Number one, you said more than once that when people worship the sun, they don't have a picture of the sun, but they have like symbolic representations with...
That's the Rambam. I didn't say it.
Uh-oh. Rambam says that. But doesn't the Mishnah say, and maybe in Sukkah, say that in the time of the Bais Sheni, people would say, our ancestors had the back.
They might have worshipped the sun, but they didn't worship a picture of the sun that was realistic. Nobody was taking a picture of the sun, a realistic image of the sun, and using that in their idolatrous service.
No, but if you're bowing down to the sun itself.
That's fine. Of course they bow down to the sun. They didn't bow down. The point is that there's no shot if I have a realistic picture of the sun, because that was never used in their idolatrous service. That's the Rambam saying. Or if you find it, the Rambam says you find a picture with a realistic picture of the sun. You don't have to worry that that was Navad, because okay. They didn't. That's not the way they did things.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask is a little bit of the continuation of my question about the coin. Not only is it, when it's a Vitzar Takesa Biyadacha, so it means you needed to have coins with Suros on them in order to be Poda Meister Sheni.
Suros don't have to be human images. Suros, look at the old coins that that they have from Bayis Sheni. They weren't human images for the most part. They were very crude symbols. But it doesn't mean that a 3D image is okay. And again, we explained why, except for the Ivets, there's room to be mako for our coins. Certainly if there's a bust, if they're only the head, but it doesn't,
I know you're in the Midrash, but it doesn't say that Avram minted coins with the image of a old person, old man and woman on one side and the young man and woman on the other side.
Brian brought that up. That's what it says?
I think so.
You have to check. If so, so then you have to come on to the other answers, maybe, unless they were flat. Either they were flat, in other words, not like our coins where the images are popping out, or they were depressed, or they were, weren't their whole bodies, or what we know with the various answers that we gave. You know, maybe even the Ivetz could have agreed there, because the Ivetz says that the problem, he only objects to coins where the images on the face of the coin are very, if it's a face of the coin, are very clear and distinct. But, you know, in the times of Avraham Avinu, they were probably very crude, just like the old coins that you see nowadays from the archaeological sites.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, Yishkoch. Appreciate the share.
Of course. Have a good day, Zach.